It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has signed off on Mayor Daniel Lurie's budget, which cuts hundreds of thousands of dollars in spending. So, Phil, who's going to feel the pain from these cuts?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not the city workers. It's going to be people who are sort of on the edge. A lot of the nonprofits, a lot of the social services are going to feel it. You're still going to see police and fire. They're still going to get a bulk of the money because that's a top priority. But it is interesting to note that at $16 billion, San Francisco's budget is just continuing to grow no matter what. And while we hear about deficits and ongoing problems, the fact of the matter is it's just continuing to grow. As a matter of fact, the city budget is on par with the state government budgets for 18 states, okay, which gives you an idea. And we're only 48 square miles.
That is interesting. The supervisors voted 10-1 to approve the budget. They seem to be working well with the mayor at the moment. Are they perhaps reading his press clippings of, hey, people like this mayor?
Yeah, they're reading his press clippings, but there are also political considerations involved here. And I'm going to just kind of cut down to the chase because there's not a way to get around it. This isn't just San Francisco, but a lot of the state budgets what we see, and city budgets and county budgets. You know, you'd think that possibly at budgeting time, you would go and say, how much does it cost to provide the service our business provides? And what are our expenses? And then when we have whatever we have left over after that, we say, now that goes into raises. That's the flip side of how states, or at least San Francisco, does it. Most municipalities do it. They come in with the raises for the workers to begin with. All right. And the reason for that is that the workers, the civil workers, have unions, and those unions are very powerful in local elections like Board of Supervisors races. So you don't want to cross the fire union or the police union or the clerks union. They help call the shots. And that's why you have, you know, you have 10-1 because one person wasn't happy because it cut social spending for programs. But most everybody's on board for this. And as an upshot on this, Steve, because I do this, I take a look at the San Francisco's budget. And according to the state controller who watches these things and has a database on this, you know, 310 city employees made over $400,000 last year. In either overtime, police and fire overtime, or cash outs, or whatever. That's a heck of a number. And that's where a lot of the money goes. And as long as those people are happy and the unions are happy, then the Board of Supervisors are going to be happy.
Hey, Phil, I want to pick your brain on something approved by the supervisors in all this, and that is basically putting the kibosh on the homeless living in RVs on city streets, a two-hour parking limit. Now, this part of this deal includes vouchers for housing, but homeless advocates say, listen, it is so expensive here. I don't care what kind of vouchers you give us or how many hours in a day a person works. They just can't afford it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And that's one of the biggest problems facing the whole homeless situation in San Francisco and the Bay Area. You can possibly put somebody in a house. Or you can put them in a temporary shelter. You can even put them in a place where they will get back on their feet. But at some point in time, they have to go out and get a place to live and a job. And the economics just don't match up. That is the problem. It's just still too expensive a place to live. And that's where we always have these problems, like with, okay, whether it's RVs or homeless, and that's where the board gets into a debate and everybody talks about it. But the fact of the matter is, it's just too expensive here for a lot of people. But, you know, that's the nature of budgeting, and that's the nature of how city government is working.
Great insight, as always, from our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be back live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.